Welcome to the Science of Ageless Living. I'm Dr. Ethan Hausman Marquise, peptide researcher and founder of the Catalyst Clinic in New York, London, and Zurich, where we explore the frontier of longevity, cellular regeneration, and precision peptide therapy. If you've been following this podcast or are familiar with the world of peptides, you've likely heard the names BPC-157 and TB-500 a thousand times. They're the superstars, the go-to peptides for healing, recovery, and regeneration, and for good reason. But today, I want to shift the spotlight to two lesser-known but equally fascinating players, KPV and VIP. These two peptides don't get nearly as much attention, but their therapeutic potential, from calming systemic inflammation to protecting the brain and lungs, making them some of the most versatile peptide tools in advanced regenerative medicine. So, in this episode, we'll unpack what they are, how they work, what the science says, and why these quiet achievers deserve a front row seat in the peptide conversation. When people think of peptide therapy, BPC-157 and TB-500 dominate the scene. They're everywhere on social media, from fitness influencers talking about muscle recovery to biohackers swearing by their gut healing properties. BPC-157, derived from gastric proteins, is famed for repairing tissue and supporting angiogenesis. TB-500, or thymosin beta-4, is linked to actin regulation and wound healing. They became the poster children of peptide therapy because their effects are visible: faster recovery, reduced pain, improved physical performance. And let's be honest, that kind of outcome sells itself online. But here's the thing, not all powerful peptides produce dramatic aesthetic changes. Some work quietly, regulating inflammation, modulating the immune system, or fine-tuning our internal balance. Benefits that are profound but harder to quantify on Instagram. And that's where peptides like KPV and VIP come in. They may not give you the instant wow of rapid muscle recovery, but they work deeper, targeting the underlying inflammatory and immune dysfunctions that drive aging itself. Meet KPV, the anti-inflammatory powerhouse. KPV, which stands for lysine proline valine, is a tripeptide, meaning it's made up of just three amino acids, yet its biological impact is honestly remarkably potent. So, let's talk about where KPV comes from and how it works. KPV is derived from a larger molecule called alpha-MSH, or alpha-melanocyte-stimulating hormone, which is a key player in inflammation control. Researchers discovered that this small fragment, KPV, actually retains alpha-MSH's powerful anti-inflammatory properties while being much simpler and more stable. Mechanistically, KPV inhibits pro-inflammatory cytokines such as TNF-alpha, IL-1, and IL-6, all of which are central to the body's inflammatory cascade. It also modulates NFQB, the transcription factor that's often described as the master switch of inflammation. So, in simpler terms, it quiets the inflammatory noise that drives everything from gut inflammation to skin irritation to, honestly, even those systemic autoimmune flare-ups. When we talk about clinical relevance, KPV has shown particular promise in conditions like inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, and leaky gut syndrome, unlike many anti-inflammatory drugs, which simply suppress symptoms. KPV appears to restore immune balance, actually enhancing the body's natural tolerance mechanisms. In the gut, it strengthens the epithelial barrier, reduces oxidative stress, and promotes mucosal healing. That makes it a fascinating parallel, and in some cases, a complement to BPC-157, which also supports gut repair, but through different molecular pathways. While BPC-157 promotes angiogenesis and collagen remodeling, KPV modulates immune signaling. Together, they can form a remarkably synergistic duo, one rebuilding the tissue, the other calming the inflammatory storm. Beyond the gut, research is expanding into dermatological applications, from psoriasis and eczema to atopic dermatitis. Because KPV can be used topically or systemically, practitioners in the functional and regenerative space are exploring creams, suppositories, and even oral formulations to leverage its full spectrum of benefits. Current research. Now, let's be transparent. Most of the data we have so far comes from animal and cell culture studies. However, the consistency of the anti-inflammatory response, combined with its exceptional safety profile, has prompted new human pilot trials in inflammatory bowel and skin disorders. In my own practice, and honestly, in conversations with colleagues across Europe and the United States, KPV has quietly become, you know, a go-to peptide for patients dealing with persistent inflammatory issues, especially when traditional anti-inflammatories or biologics have either failed or caused side effects. Patients often describe these subtler but steady benefits: less bloating, calmer digestion, fewer skin flare-ups, and overall, just a noticeable improvement in resilience. And because it's naturally derived in short chain, it's, well, extremely well tolerated. So, while KPV might not make headlines yet, it really represents a powerful evolution in how we manage inflammation at its molecular roots, not just suppressing it, but actually re-educating the immune system. Now let's turn to the second peptide of today's discussion, VIP, or vasoactive intestinal peptide. VIP is a naturally occurring neuropeptide, a signaling molecule found throughout the nervous system, gut lungs, and immune tissues. It was first isolated in the 1970s and initially studied for its ability to dilate blood vessels, hence the name vasoactive. But as research progressed, scientists discovered that VIP is far more than a vascular regulator. It's a master modulator across multiple systems. All right, let's dive into the fascinating mechanisms of action of VIP. It plays a critical role in regulating smooth muscle relaxation, especially in the lungs and gastrointestinal tract. Not only does it promote vasodilation and enhance oxygen delivery, but it also helps maintain the integrity of the gut lining. Beyond these vital functions, VIP exerts anti-inflammatory, neuroprotective, and immunomodulatory effects. Quite impressive, right? Now, when it comes to inflammation, VIP has some remarkable abilities. It can suppress inflammatory cytokines while enhancing anti-inflammatory ones like IL-10. This dual action makes it a powerful player in managing inflammation. And moving on to another intriguing aspect, VIP is also deeply intertwined with circadian rhythm. It influences sleep-wake cycles and plays a significant role in neuroendocrine signaling. It's amazing how interconnected everything is, isn't it? VIP neurons in the hypothalamus help synchronize our biological clocks, linking light exposure, hormonal rhythms, and immune balance. Because of this systemic reach, VIP has been investigated in a wide range of conditions: asthma and COPD, for its bronchodilatory effects; pulmonary hypertension, for improving blood flow and oxygen exchange; neurodegenerative diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's, due to its neuroprotective and anti-inflammatory roles; and more recently, in chronic inflammatory response syndrome, or CIRS, and long COVID, where VIP nasal spray formulations have shown some encouraging early data. VIP also influences brain-gut communication, reducing anxiety and improving mood and cognitive clarity in certain patients, making it an interesting candidate for neuroinflammatory and post-infectious fatigue syndromes. So, when it comes to research status, VIP is actually further along in clinical research compared to KPV. In fact, it even holds FDA orphan drug status for some rare pulmonary and inflammatory diseases. There are several human trials currently ongoing, especially focusing on nasal VIP for long COVID patients who are struggling with chronic inflammation and cognitive dysfunction. In clinical practice, VIP is often compounded as a nasal spray or even as a subcutaneous injection. Practitioners have reported that it can improve oxygenation, help reduce systemic inflammation, and, yeah, even enhance cognitive clarity in select patients. VIP is a bit of a double-edged sword. Dosing precision is absolutely key here. Too much of it can lead to hypotension or even flushing, while too little might not give you that therapeutic effect you're hoping for. So it should only ever be used under medical supervision, really. Still, when used correctly, VIP is one of the most promising peptides out there for restoring homeostasis. It's particularly beneficial for patients dealing with multi-system inflammatory or neurovascular dysfunction. So, why don't we hear more about KPV and VIP? It's a good question, isn't it? There are a few reasons for this. First, let's talk about the market dynamics. BPC-157 and TB-500 gained early momentum, mostly because of sports medicine and online communities that really thrive on visible, short-term results, like muscle recovery, wound healing, and rapid progress. By contrast, KPV and VIP act more quietly and honestly require consistent, nuanced monitoring to notice their effects. Second, there's the complexity of administration. VIP, for instance, often requires nasal or injectable forms, which are definitely more sophisticated than just taking an oral capsule. And KPV, while safer, hasn't yet benefited from large-scale marketing or influencer exposure. Third, access and regulation. In some countries, VIP is still classified as a research compound. KPV is available more widely, but lacks major clinical endorsement, so practitioners remain cautious. In short, they're hidden gems, not because they lack value, but because their stories simply haven't been told loudly enough. The exciting part? That's changing. We're seeing a steady rise in peer-reviewed studies exploring both peptides, particularly around immune modulation, neuroinflammation, and gut barrier restoration. As data accumulates, I believe KPV will take its place alongside BPC-157 as a cornerstone of gut and immune repair, while VIP could emerge as one of the most important tools for treating chronic inflammatory and post-infectious syndromes of our time. Imagine a future where, instead of just chasing symptoms, we actually rebalance inflammation, restore mitochondrial communication, and rejuvenate cellular signaling. And well, that's what peptides like these really make possible. Of course, always consult a qualified healthcare provider before exploring peptide therapy. These are powerful biological tools that honestly demand expertise and monitoring. And stay curious. This field is evolving at lightning speed. So, to recap, KPV, the quiet anti-inflammatory powerhouse derived from alpha MSH, balancing immune responses and healing the gut from the inside out. So, VIP is really the multi-system modulator, bridging the brain, lungs, and immune system, and guiding the body back toward homeostasis. They may not be household names yet, but they represent the next evolution in precision peptide therapy. I'd love to hear your thoughts or personal experiences with these or other lesser-known peptides. You can reach out via the Catalyst Clinic website or follow me on Instagram and TikTok for upcoming case studies and educational posts. And don't forget to subscribe to The Science of Ageless Living wherever you get your podcasts, so you never miss an episode on the frontier of longevity medicine. Next week, we'll dive into peptides and circadian optimization, how timing your peptide administration could actually amplify results at the cellular level. Until then, stay curious, stay vital, and keep living agelessly.